Aircheckdownloads.com.
This is Six of the Best. Six songs, one connection. Weekdays from 10. Six of the Best on The Breeze. Lucy Liu.
Monday morning at The Breeze with Six of the Best, with the theme of newspapers today in light of the Royal Charter and the Leveson Inquiry and all that kind of stuff that we were talking about last week. Independent women. Independent there. How the Sun Always Shines on TV. Thank you for all your suggestions. Loads of them coming in this morning. Colin said, how about Starman from David Bowie? Love it. In the office here at The Breeze, they said, how about the Bell Stars, Sign of the Times? Mirror Man from the Human League, all good suggestions. Steph Richardson said, Chasing the Sun. Yeah, Phil Barrett, The Times, They Are A-Changing from Bob Dylan. I think that might be one of the things that people thought would be a good idea with this. Rachel Schooling said, Michael Jackson, Leave Me Alone. And Emma and Steve suggested this from Jacko as well.
Gonna make a change.
This is Six of the Best. Six songs, one connection. Weekdays from 10. Six of the Best on The Breeze.
There's the Walker Brothers at The Breeze on Six of the Best. And the sun ain't going to shine anymore. Suggested by David this morning. The sun ain't going to shine anymore. Of course, the theme tune, newspapers today. He also suggested News of the World from The Jam. Loads of suggestions coming in this morning. I love them. Dollar, Mirror, Mirror, says Steve and Amy. Do you remember that? Great song that was. Paper Plane from Status Quo. Good idea from Malcolm there. And could you give a good shout out to all the staff working at Budgeons today? That is Richard, Sally, Rachel, Corrine, Chrissy, Jess, Matthew, Zoe and Ali. Loving the songs on Six of the Best. And how about the small ads for the Six of the Best? They were one-hit wonders, but it was a great song. That was Barbie and Louise suggesting that. Pete Austin said, Love of the Common People by Paul Young, and Wishing on a Star, if you can call that a newspaper. Love it. This is suggested by a load of people, though. Emily Sandé concluding Six of the Best this morning on the theme of newspapers. Here comes Read All About It at The Breeze.
You've got the words to change a nation, but
read all about it, oh.
Emily Sandé, that's Read All About It, concluding Monday morning, Six of the Best on the theme of newspapers here at The Breeze. Thank you for all your suggestions this morning. The most difficult thing was picking six songs out of all those wonderful suggestions. Tomorrow we move on to the fact that this week World Theatre Day is coming up, so it's West End musicals. That is the theme we're setting you for tomorrow morning here at The Breeze, where we're going to play the Overtones and the Pet Shop Boys.
This is Six of the Best. Six songs, one connection. Weekdays from 10, Six of the Best on The Breeze. Music to make you feel good. This is The Breeze.
At The Breeze, there's The Verve and Bittersweet Symphony as we head through your Monday morning with two great chilled out songs lined up after 11 this morning. I don't know what the most recent show you've been to see is, and was it one of those shows that just sticks in your mind as the ultimate and one that you would love to see again? One of my favourite shows is actually coming to the Hippodrome from tomorrow night. Starlight Express begins a couple of weeks run there. If you're going along, it's a fantastic show. Do enjoy yourself there. Still to come, we'll play something from Barry White at The Breeze very soon, and next it's Robbie Williams, Be a Boy.
The best radio station to listen to while you work. This is The Breeze, playing music to make you feel good.
Tune in, feel good. This is The Breeze.
Come to Pets at Home during Easter.
Music to make you feel good all day. Is The Breeze, the best radio station to listen to while you work.
This is The Breeze.
It's Barry White at The Breeze. So the earlier problems we had on the M4 with delays between Junction 20, Dead Mill Lane, is blocked due to an accident. We'll get the latest news at 11 next.
The best radio station to listen to while you work. This is The Breeze, playing music to make you feel good.
Feeling good through the day. Tune in, feel good. This is The Breeze.
36 metres.
This is The Breeze across Bishopston and Southville on 107.2 FM and online at thebreeze.com.
Good morning. A last-minute multi-billion euro bailout deal for Cyprus has been reached with the EU and the IMF.
The Breeze Drive.
Hello, this is Russ Wilcox. Join me every weekday afternoon from 3 for The Breeze Drive. All the best songs to get you through to the end of the day. Travel every 15 minutes for your journey home. I'll have all the latest showbiz, entertainment and quirky stories of the day. Keep you fully up to date with what's happening around the area. And, of course, we'll have The Mystery Year, your chance to guess the year from some tunes and clues of a time gone by. All that from 3 every weekday afternoon on The Breeze.
It's Bristol's 107.2, The Breeze.
Marvin Gaye, Simon and Garfunkel at The Breeze. And I'm going to play those two this morning for Barbie and Louise. We mentioned them earlier on. They're working outside today. It's absolutely freezing outside. Good luck to you two. Keep working hard. A couple of great chilled out songs as examples of the kind of thing we'll play on When the Lights Go Down tonight from 10 here at The Breeze. Just before that, Bo Bruce will be here with Damien on the evening show. You probably remember that name because she was the lady that came second in The Voice last year. Well, she's back. And tonight from 7, you can hear an exclusive acoustic performance of one of her new songs. And Bo chatting with Damien as well. It's exclusively here at The Breeze tonight from 7. We'll play the brand new song from Codaline very soon. Now, though, here comes Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are. Nice that, isn't it? Codaline, brand new music from them. High Hopes, it's actually released today. It's The Breeze. We're going to play that for Rita and Peter, who are celebrating their wedding anniversary today. Have a wonderful day, both of you, won't you? Listen, do you fancy winning some money?
All or nothing on The Breeze.
My name's Andy Green. 18 minutes past 11 here for Chris Wright this morning with a brand new week. The leaderboard is clear. Read zero at the moment. It's your chance to win up to £1,000. As ever, we've got five categories and there's an easy, medium and hard question in each category. The easy one's worth 50, the medium's worth 100 and the hard one's worth £200. That means do five hard ones, you get £1,000 cash. Now, the contestant who's banked the most money at the end of the week will win all of their banked cash. Everybody else wins nothing. And I tell you what, if you are the person that actually manages to share with somebody else the money, you will actually split it down the middle and get half each. So if you fancy playing today, all you need to do is give us a call here at The Breeze.
0332 407 107.
We will play twice today, once this hour and once after 11 o'clock, and it is your chance to win the money.
0332 407 107.
Good luck.
Win up to £1,000 on All or Nothing across The Breeze Network.
So stand by, we've got songs from ABBA, Dancing Queen very soon, and some Queen, I Want to Break Free on the way as well. A couple of Queen songs.
The best radio station to listen to while you work. This is The Breeze, playing music to make you feel good.
The winter sunshine's gorgeous.
I want to break.
It's Queen at The Breeze, I Want to Break Free. I can't listen to that song without imagining Freddie and the guys all in that front room doing the vacuuming in drag. Great memory, that one.
Now your chance to win All or Nothing. Answer five general knowledge questions to win up to £1,000.
Right, contestant number one of a brand new week is Julia. Good morning, Julia.
Morning.
And you play at home, don't you, on All or Nothing in the kitchen?
Yeah, I do, and I win all the time.
Every time, £1,000. Well, best of luck today, right. Julia. Listen, before
Thank
we play
you.
The game, I want to hear about your job. You're an artist, aren't you? Tell me about some of the stuff you do.
Well, I've recently completed a 2-year training course. I'm what's called an iconographer, and I make the religious icons that go in Orthodox churches, but sometimes people have them at home. So there's Russian icons and Greek icons, and make all the paints. So it's very interesting.
They're big, aren't they?
I haven't done any really big ones. I mean, they'd be very expensive to produce. You can have them just like the size of a paperback book.
So that's a really interesting job that you do.
It is.
I want to know your interesting claim to fame to do with Roger Whittaker.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit embarrassing. I've got to be careful how I word this. I was going to say that I played draughts with Roger Whittaker in his underpants. And I thought I might need to reword that slightly. I used to work in the theatre, and I had to go to his dressing room, I think, to give him a cheque or something. He was in there with his manager. But obviously, after the show, he was getting changed. He was sitting in his underpants, and he was playing draughts.
And you sat there
and
played
draughts? And he said, well, Sit down and wait on whatever side of game of draft with him.
What a claim to fame.
Julia,
that's absolutely brilliant. All right, well done on that. Listen, let's see if we can win you some money. As you know, at the moment, the leaderboard has zero on it because it's a brand new week, so you are guaranteed being leader on the leaderboard for a few moments.
That's good.
I've got 5 categories here. In each category, there's 3 questions, an easy question, a medium question, and a hard question. The easies are worth 50, the medium's worth 100, and the hard's worth 200. You've got 5 seconds to answer each one. We'll take your first answer only,
okay.
And is the decision of my producer that is final. No arguing with him today, that's for sure. He's coming in the right mood for a Monday morning, I tell you. And
okay.
At the end of the week, whoever's top of the leaderboard wins all the money. If there's 2 people at the top, they share it. 3 people, they share it. All right? Understand
okay.
The rules? Accept the rules?
I do, yes.
Okay, best of luck. Let's play All or Nothing.
All or Nothing on The Breeze.
Right, your first category, Julia, is boy bands.
Oh, God. Okay, I...
We started with, oh, God.
I think I will start with an easy.
An easy question, then, for £50.
Right.
Which boy band is Howard Donald a member of?
I don't know, so I'm going to say One Direction.
One Direction. Is that wrong? All right.
Sorry, that's the wrong answer.
Let's take that.
Oh, sorry.
Not a fan of Take That?
Well, I am, but I'm kind of, not on the scene, you know, not really up to date with things.
Okay, all right, let's move on to the second category, which is seas and oceans.
We'll go for... It's very tempting just to keep going for easy ones, but let's go for a medium.
Medium question for £100. The Bass Strait divides which 2 islands?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Right, you didn't know that. Okay, so I'll tell you the answer was Australia and Tasmania.
Okay.
Into your third question. The category is time zones. Of course, with the clocks going forward this weekend, we thought this would be relevant. Time zones. Easy, medium, or hard?
I'm like doing absolutely dreadfully, aren't I?
No, keep going.
Okay, right. No, I'm going to go for an easy one.
An easy one. Okay, your easy question for £50. What do the initials GMT stand for?
Greenwich Mean Time.
You're saying Greenwich Mean Time.
Yeah.
Correct answer.
Correct answer. Well done. So we've got £50 there. We're off on a roll, Julia. Your next
it's
category...
a slow roll, isn't it?
As long as
more
it's
of
not...
a sausage roll, really. Yeah.
Or a cheese roll. The next category is British cities. Easy, medium or hard?
We'll go for medium.
Medium question. Your medium question for £100. Which British city became known as the City of Dreaming Spires in reference to its historic architecture?
Oxford.
I didn't even need to play the clock there, did I?
Correct
answer.
There we go. Correct answer. Well done. So you've now got £150. Final category is British Prime Ministers.
Oh, no, I would really be hopeless at this. Oh, no, and I've only got £150. I'll have to go medium.
Medium question. Well, best of luck to you for £100, your medium question in the category British Prime Ministers. Who was Britain's Prime Minister before Tony Blair?
Gordon Brown.
You're saying Gordon Brown?
Yeah, I can't think. It's just the first name that came to me.
Sorry. That's
oh, no.
Wrong
how
answer.
Embarrassing is that?
I can tell you the answer was John what Major.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Well, never mind, Julia. You did all right. I'm with
That's
you.
Very kind of you.
Can I give you some good news? You've got £100 and you're top of the leaderboards.
Yay!
Have a lovely day, won't you, Julia?
Bless your heart.
All right,
okay.
Cheers.
All right, thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we'll play again after one.
Nothing on the Breeze.
Aircheckdownloads.com.